BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're back on the afternoon between 1 and 4. We play Castle on the Hill to someone actually stood next to the castle on the hill. Chris Mayer spotted our leader, Taylor Swift, on the way to Radio 1 this morning. And does John Barrowman really love oversized bananas? Find out on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Nice to be back in the afternoon. It's Scott here. Just keep thinking back to how mad Friday morning was with Ed Sheeran.
I mean, I think it was one of the biggest shows to ever be involved in. There was so much going on, and obviously Ed Sheeran back after a year. Incredible scenes.
I like he just walked in and was like, yep, here I am, I'm on. And he brought his guitar with him. And that video of him just singing to us is, I mean, just ridiculous amounts of views on the internet.
Yeah, and it was a magical moment just because, you know, obviously with the live lounge, there's a lot that gets set up for it and it's obviously a massive deal, but just the way he kind of whipped out a guitar and just did it there and then, no preparation, no plans, just sort of sat on his leg like he was sitting around in your front room.
Just casual.
It was brilliant.
Oh, then, and do you remember the time Alan Shearer also turned up?
Yeah.
Like, there are little bits I keep remembering. It turns out that him and Ed go way back, and Shearer was on telling us about the time he took Ed to the football. No fancy catering for Sheeran.
I took him to Newcastle to watch the game.
Okay.
Newcastle played West Ham, I think it was. And Ed said, so I sorted all this fancy box out, the fancy food, and because Ed came in with all his guests and his girlfriend, etc. And walked in there, and the fancy food was on there. And he said, can we have some pies? Some proper match mince pies, please. So we sent an order of down of 25 pies. Those all disappeared, and we had to go and order some more.
Amazing. And then, do you like it that I slipped in the Glastonbury thing at the end? I was trying to be all, like, casual about it, but he did pick up on it. But maybe needs to do a little bit better poker face in future. Will you have, like, a massive guest list for Glastonbury this year?
I don't know what you're talking about, Scott.
Yeah.
I'll just ask you if you're going to have a guest list. That's not bad.
I just don't know what you're talking about.
All right, then. And that was it. I wasn't going to get any more out of him, was I?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, it's Sophie from Framlingham.
Sophie from Framlingham, how can I help?
Oh, I was just thinking it'd be nice to actually listen to Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill while actually at the castle.
Well, that's what I've been thinking quite a lot over the weekend, yes. But not possible.
Yeah. It is for me.
Why?
I actually live right next to the castle.
Where?
In Framlingham, just in the same street.
Framlingham in Suffolk?
Yes.
So how do you know that this is the actual one that he's singing about?
Because Ed lives here. Well, no, I went to school with him, so I'm pretty much certain that this is the castle he's talking about.
That's he did awesome. Say, he said on Friday when he came to see us on The Breakfast Show, it is a song about Suffolk.
It is. And I remember the song is just about every teenager that's grown up in Framlingham. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, you're not one of the people that's listed when he talks about certain friends and their activities.
No, but I know who he's talking about.
Do you do?
Yeah.
Talk of the town.
I just know other people. Sort of Framlingham's a quite a close-knit community.
Oh, I was going to say, imagine waking up on Friday morning, turning Radio 1 on, Ed Sheeran's doing his new song. He's like, oh, God, it's about me. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bet you breathed a huge sigh of relief afterwards, didn't you, Sophie?
Yeah.
I agree with you, though, Sophie. It would be nice to listen to the song On the Hill, where the castle is.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it'd be absolutely awesome. If you can give me a minute, I can get there.
Yeah, so where are you right now, then?
I'm actually in Framlingham. I'd probably be a mile and a half away.
All right, so shall I hold off on playing the song until you get there?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And we're playing
it perfect.
Next. Can you?
Well, I can hold off a minute.
Well, how quickly will you get there?
I will be there within 2 or 3 minutes, max.
Okay,
right.
Obviously, that's driving by proper rules and not the
Ed Sheeran
rules.
At 90.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll speak to you in a minute. I'll call you back.
Okay.
And you'll be at the castle on the hill, will you?
Yes, I will, yeah.
Oh,
I'll
what
go
a
now.
Moment.
This is great. Okay, I'll speak to you in a minute.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Zoe's been on Twitter saying, if Sophie went to school with Ed Sheeran, does she qualify for Celebrity Big Brother? 100% yes. Yeah. Hi, Sophie.
Hey.
Where are you now? Are you by the hill?
I am. I've just arrived at the castle.
Okay, you're in the car, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'd like you to get out of the car and head for that castle on the hill.
Okay, I'm on my way.
What's this? Live drama? To be fair, it does make more of a moment for it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What can you see around you now?
Okay, I have the Castle Meadow on my right, and I have the hills that he talks about that he's drinking on with his friends on my left, and I have the castle right in front of me.
And there's just to check, there's no sign of Ed Sheeran.
This is beautiful.
Small chance he's there.
Not that I can see at the moment.
No.
Okay, right. Can you take a picture and tweet me?
I can, yeah.
Lush. Okay, right. Enjoy it. On the hill, it's Ed Sheeran playing now.
Yay.
When should we play it? Now or after?
Yeah, okay. Now. I'm right. I'm here.
Well, no, I'm going to play Craig David now, and then we'll delay it a bit longer. But just wait.
Okay.
Send me a picture, and then we'll play it.
I don't have Twitter. Can I Facebook it?
Yeah, whatever. I'll speak to you in a minute.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sophie, you still there by the castle on the hill? Hello?
Yeah.
We're losing signal.
The castle. Where are you now? Excellent, good. What Ed Sheeran should have done is included a lyric in the song somewhere about what rubbish phone signal you get by the castle by the hill. Sophie?
Hey.
Okay, what can you see around you?
Okay, I've got the hill right in front of me with the castle sat on top, and behind me I've got the lake that he's talking about as well.
Is brilliant.
You're ready.
This song is going to sound so good because you're right next to the castle.
I am.
Okay. Listen to this. It's Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran. What does it look quite castle-like, or is it, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's the one on the lyric video, the silhouette, is that castle.
Awesome. Okay, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, all sorts of drama in London today. As the rest of the country laughs at London because it's come to a complete standstill because of tubes. And also Zayn Malik in a fancy hotel filming the video for that song outside the hotel, which I actually drive past every day.
Yeah, and I've been looking at pictures of it. I'm kind of obsessed with seeing the filming of it because they had to bring in loads of fake rain.
Yeah. Have you ever been fake rained on?
No,
that's
of course
a weird
not.
Question. No, I have actually.
Is that one?
And it's weird, right? It was for something for Strictly, right? But it's like, but it is just a guy with a hose. So you do feel a bit weird.
Yeah, the nearest.
Kind of sprinkling over the top of you.
Do you know what? The nearest I've come to that has been your shower, which is like,
same.
It's like being rained on. Rather than, I know this sound. Oh, this is sounding really stupid.
It's a shower, Chris.
No, but it's like you've got one of these, some kind of celebrity showers.
It's not.
Where you can sort of walk around in it.
No, you haven't.
For a bit of a distance, and it kind of rains on you.
You can't walk around in my shower.
It's
you
like,
can't.
I think
you could get
shower,
two people in there at a push.
Not at a push. Easily. Anyway, back to Zayn Malik. So he's there, and apparently Swiftie was there as well, but wasn't seen.
No, well, here's the thing. Everyone's just assuming that she was there, but I don't think she's there. It's a bit like Olly Murs and Flo Rida. They've never actually met.
So, cause train strikes, I had to walk to Radio 1 today from a station, and...
Did you see him?
Well, these police bikes went past me, and then this full-on motorcade. So I'm thinking it's
That'll
either...
be our leader.
Well, it could be Swiftie,
could be
it?
Swiftie.
Get into the hotel.
Our leader's not going to try and get the bus in the event of a tube strike, is she?
Could she get motorcade if she wanted?
100% yes.
Could she?
Yes. Was it police escort, though, was it?
Yeah, police escort and everything. Also, Zayn
Malik... Either her or Theresa May.
Zayn Malik filming this thing. He did it on Saturday night, didn't he?
Oh, was it not today?
Oh, no, I thought it was Saturday night. So I heard that it was just everyone was out. And he was filming this thing, and everyone was on a night out.
Like the worst time to ever film a music video. If you don't want to be spotted, don't do it on Saturday night in a hotel.
I may have got that wrong, but I think that's when it was.
Also, have you seen one of the American websites is reporting today that Harry Styles wants to change his name? Well, not change it, but to just be a bit different.
Why would you do that?
Because New Year, New Me. So he just wants to be. I don't know if this is true.
Happy Styles,
no,
or something.
He wants to be just known as Styles.
Great. Yeah, so let's do that.
Styles.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills
Daily.
Is Real or No Real still on?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? 3:40 today.
Yeah, that's cool.
3:40. Real or No Real, that's back. And then at 2:40 this afternoon, we will bring out a brand new week of bangers. I've got some new tunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
New year, new tunes.
Absolutely. Had a long, good old think about these earlier.
Okay.
But you're going to love it. 2:40 this afternoon, I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you decide what gets on bangers at 2:40.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Honey G doing the mannequin challenge to that.
Hello!
Ray Sherman and Black Beatles on Radio 1. God, that seems like such a long time ago now.
Woke up this morning, you were on the Radio 1 breakfast show again.
Yeah, I was.
With Grimmy.
Yes.
And
what?
I heard you being an absolute baller about your experience going to see a pop star abroad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What was amazing is you made it clear that you have seen a pop star abroad, but then I could hear in your voice that you'd realised that you were going to have to admit who it was.
Yes. I'm not ashamed of it, but yeah, I was in too deep.
Yes.
I couldn't get out, could I? Grimmy's like, oh, amazing, gone to see Bastille in Paris, sick.
Yeah, I loved it.
And he was like, he said he'd never been to see a gig before abroad. This is the moment where it happened.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever travelled to a foreign city just for a mere gig?
I have, actually. I went to see... Who was it? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Who was it?
Brittany.
Oh. Where was it?
Belgium. Went all the way to Antwerp for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's get into a brand new week of bangers. I pick a song that I think is an anthem. Chris picks a song that he also thinks is rather good. You come on and decide which gets played. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Where are you?
I'm in Coventry.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a electrician and part-time professional wrestler.
Get out of here.
Whoa.
I am, yes. Yes.
So what is it today? Fish and a rice cake for dinner?
No, nothing like that. I'll eat what I want when I want.
Is there such thing as a part-time professional wrestler?
Yeah, I did like the social club circuit and stuff like that, really. We have good turnouts and stuff like that, though.
And what's your wrestling name?
Fable.
Okay, good.
Cool.
And do you walk out and there's like smoke on your entrance and that, or is that dark?
I do, yeah. I have entrance music and stuff like that as
what's
well.
What's your entrance music?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You just sound epic.
I am pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, you sound it. But you're doing your other job, which is electrician today, right?
I am, yes. I'm just parked in the service station at the moment.
Okay, here's what I've got for you. It's fine to choose this, by the way. Take it slow. One Direction, Kiss You.
Do any wrestlers come out to this one?
No, I don't think there is, if I'm honest.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, they will now. Yeah. It's a tune.
Well, look, Kevin, just imagine there's smoke all around your entrance, and then you hear this, which is my banger choice. A very old school Ellie Goulding.
Which one's this? Guns N' Horses?
Guns N' Horses. I heard someone in the office talking about it the other day, and I was like, actually, do you know what? That's a tune.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, can we have a do-over?
What does that mean?
Okay, yeah. Both songs, do-over?
No, a do-over?
Yeah.
No, that's not the idea of this game, hon. Just one or the other.
Okay. It's a very, very, very tough decision, I'm afraid.
What, because you think they're both rubbish? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. It would be disrespectful to the artists.
Okay, Fable, what's it going to be?
I'm going to go with Scott.
Yes!
What?
I'm no harm in it. Imagine walking out to this. Oh, I just want to take you anywhere that you like. We could go out any day, any night. Baby, I'll take you there, take you there. Baby, I'll take you there, yeah. Take it slow. You just want to take me home. Baby, say yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let me kiss you. Well, I stand by my decision of One Direction and Kiss You for bangers today. Bangers, are you sure? And then there are words like tosh and tripe, which is good.
I thought those were banned, those kind of words on the system here. So
don't
you can't
say tripe.
Don't say tripe if you're going to throw some insults.
Rubbish insult.
Do you know what? Actually, for the first bangers back, I think we could have both done better there. Being honest.
Are you disappointed with your performance?
Mine was more like, you know when you dip your toe in the water? It was more that. I wasn't 100% sure in it. I just thought it sounded different. I thought it would be a good choice.
I've got to say, I have all the amazing songs that Ellie Goulding's done.
You don't rate that one?
It's not my fave.
Serious?
Not my fave, no. Anyway, more bangers tomorrow, and I win the first day back with One Direction.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. You've seen Justin Bieber tweeting about his own film from 2011?
No.
Right, he's just put, a few hours ago, watched Never Say Never on Netflix. Great movie. Loves watching a film about yourself on Netflix. What should I do tonight? I'll just watch me.
So is that first time you've seen it?
I don't know. I mean, he's obviously in it. I mean, to be honest, despite what you think of Justin Bieber, it's a great film. It's also one of my favourites.
I also think he'd agree with this in saying he was a different person then. You know, you can probably watch it from a distance.
No.
He's a very different person.
No,
Scott.
I don't think he was a different person. Oh, he's just portrayed as a different person.
Very different. He's a very different person.
I'm not sure he is.
You made me watch that film on holiday.
I did.
Once.
I did. That was a nice evening, actually, wasn't it? I was like, honestly, watch this, you'll like it. And you can say it now. You did enjoy it.
We didn't do a night out. We stayed and watched that and a film called Bridesmaids, which was actually very good. Mm.
But the Justin Bieber film is good if
you've
not seen
it. It was your night.
It was my night, yeah. I got to choose what we wanted. There's some guy that you found as well today, right?
Oh, this is great. This is a butcher affectionately called on Twitter, I think he's called Salt Bay. And and what he is like, he's got impressive butchery skills with the meats and that. Mm. But loads of people are copying him because of the way he throws salt on the food. And they're doing their own videos of it. So right. They'll be there with like their lunch today. And he sort of, he puts the salt on the plate from above his head. An angle. Loads of people talking about him on Twitter. He's just fabulous. And lots of people thinking that he brings real style to what is a butcher's job.
Right.
The way he puts the salt on this meat, though, Scott, you've got to see it. Yeah.
What's he called? Salt Bay.
Oh,
look at that. Okay. I mean, it's just someone putting some salt on some meat,
surely.
No,
it's not just that. He's got style.
Okay. I'll give it a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, wow. Salt Bay is my new favourite man. Look at the way he's rubbing the butter on the meat there. Gives
it
a little slap as well, doesn't he?
He's just fabulous.
There's a good way to describe him, but I've never heard you use that word before to describe anyone.
Mm. He's just fabulous.
Okay.
He's just fabulous.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's James.
Hey, James, you all right?
Yeah, not bad. I think I might be able to get my old school named after you.
What?
Yeah, the old school I used to go to. They're looking to rename, and I've put your name forward as a suggestion.
Why?
Well, I thought it'd be the next step. Like, you've got a bridge named after you at Fleet Services, so I thought it might be the next step is obviously to get your school named after you.
What school is it?
You might be familiar with it. It's Crestwood in Eastleigh.
That's your old school.
That's where we went
Scott.
To school. Okay. What's it called now? Because it's already changed once. Is it Crestwood College?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Why are they going to change it?
Some rebranding. I think they've merged with a local school with Quilly. I don't know if you remember them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they've merged with them and they're looking to change their name. And they put some suggestions on their website, but I thought Scott Mills was probably the best. Scott Mills College.
I don't know. For me, it feels like you've already got the bridge in Hampshire. Both sides of Fleet Services. I think getting more things named after you starts to look a little bit, I don't know,
too much.
Yeah,
but it's my old school.
Would you rather swap the bridge for the school, though? I don't think you can have more than the bridge, really.
I think it could be an international brand, Scott Mills.
Also, and I'm not putting you down, you're not like an astronaut or anything, are you? It's not. No, I mean, school's a place for learning.
I think you'll find I went back to Crestwood a couple of years ago and they welcomed me very much.
Yeah, of course they will. And you have done really well. You're obviously a massive star. But what I mean is, like, I think for education, don't you need to be educational?
What are the other options? Do you know?
We've got Alderwood.
Alderwood.
Crestwood High School.
Yeah.
King Ethelston.
I like that one.
Where are these
King
coming
Ethelston?
From?
Who's that?
I'm not sure. It's probably the same calibre as Scott Mills, I thought.
What else?
Woodley.
Yeah.
And Crestwood.
Come on.
You can't change a school from Crestwood to Questwood.
Where are you?
That's ridiculous.
That's rubbish.
You're just pronouncing it differently.
Questwood.
So it's spelled with a Q-U.
So we go from
Crestwood to Questwood. Yeah, where, I like that.
Where are you getting these ideas from?
There's a vote on the website, on the school's website.
Oh, don't ever put it to a vote. Don't let the public decide.
See also Boating McBoatface. Okay, well, look, I'm looking up other notable people in Eastleigh right now, because you are there, Scott. You're actually in very small company, according to Wikipedia.
Isn't it great?
So there's you, there's Stephen Goff. Do you know him?
No.
The Naked Rambler.
Who's that?
Well, he's got his Wikipedia page, so he's a notable figure.
Okay.
He was the one that rambled everywhere.
Sure.
Do you remember? Naked. So he's there, but it seems a bit weird naming a school after him.
Yeah.
There's someone called Jiz Watson, who's an Australian politician.
Well, Australian.
But politician.
In Eastleigh.
From Eastleigh.
Called Jiz.
And then also, there's the dancing bus stop lady.
Who's that?
As a notable person.
Oh, actually, I do know her.
I do know her. Well, who's she?
Just videos of her dancing at a bus stop.
Oh, I love her. Well, there's a link. Is it? Oh, she's great.
She's great, yeah.
Oh, name it after her.
No. Can we put another option on the website? How do we do that?
We just go to the school's website and there's an option to say other.
Yeah, but, oh, right, okay.
Okay, but so far the school haven't put that name forward. They're not keen on it being called Scott Mills.
Well, not yet, but I think I've given them the idea.
I quite like Scott Mills High.
I don't think you should have a school named after you until maybe a time that you have a knighthood. Or something like that. So it's something more official, Sir Scott Mills.
Why are you so against this?
It is definitely better than Questwood and Woodley.
It is better than Questwood, maybe. So what's your take on it, Scott?
Scott Mills High.
You'd like it to be Scott Mills High.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing stopping people, if they wanted to go on the Crestwood College website, is there, and vote for other.
Or vote for Questwood.
I don't know, just saying. I mean, obviously people have very busy lives, so they probably won't do that, but if they were to, I couldn't stop them. Right, good to speak to you, James.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing this to my attention.
Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Today it's me against Chris on Real or No Real. Made up or actual real facts? Let's find out.
For the first episode of the new series of Teletubbies, which comes back to CBBC this year, there will be celebrity guests playing Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La and Poe.
Oh, Mills.
What an honour that would be.
Yeah, you throw a hat and ring.
We get to go in the suit, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'm assuming so. But that's going to be so strange, because the Teletubbies talk in a certain way, don't they, with their tubby language.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So suddenly you're going to have big actors doing, well, potentially big. Don't know what calibre they're going for. The Teletubbies are very famous.
I wonder who they will get, because I reckon a lot of famouses will do this, because it's an iconic show.
Mm. I like the idea of Benedict Cumberbatch doing it.
I see, I'm more...
Bringing a bit of class to the show.
I'm more Ed Balls.
Ed Ball, really? Well, I suppose he's got the dancing on point.
Exactly, think about it.
But Benedict Cumberbatch would be amazing, because he'd have to try and get into character and then do the voice.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Do you know, I still don't get that show.
Really deliver it.
Sherlock.
Oh, I thought you meant Teletubbies. No, one gets Teletubbies.
No, I know that.
It's absolutely mad.
Yeah, it's madness.
Who comes up with the concept for a show like that?
And who says, actually, that's a great idea, let's put it on television? It's madness.
It's been around years and years.
Also in the night garden.
Mate, when I was young, I was given, my mum would actually make us tubby toast, right? Which was, you could buy, which is what the Teletubbies were on. And
they were on toast?
They ate this toast, it was tubby toast.
Well, and that's what makes them go like that, is it?
Mm. Well, let's view this as an opportunity for you.
What's in the toast? Yeah. Mm, sorry?
Would you not remember there was the Hoover as well? I don't know if that's still on. Is it Nunu? Nunu. You could be the Hoover. I think you're more a Tinky Winky kind of
Thank you.
Tubby. Do you think? Would you agree with that?
I don't know.
I don't know what I'd go for.
I'm saying this is...
Do you remember Tubby Custard?
That's
the other thing.
Anyway, it's all back on.
I don't know if, like, because the Teletubbies are still on, so I don't know if that's still, you know, what the Teletubbies are up to.
Are they still eating the toast? Messing
around with the Hoover.
I'm saying this is, oh, it's got to be real. Real.
I really hope so. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Right, I've just been told there won't be any celebrities in the Teletubby suits, but there are a few famouses lending their voices to the new series, including, not the same, including David Walliams, Rochelle Humes, and Fern Cotton.
Fern's going to be a Teletubby.
Fern's on Teletubbies. Well, what's she playing?
Oh, hang on, no. They appear as the voice trumpets.
What's the voice trumpet? What addition's that? Is that a new thing?
Don't know.
Voice trumpets, anyone?
I'd love to have Fern being a Teletubby.
Have you seen the kid that was in the sun? Yeah, like, you know, the sun and the Teletubbies has the face of a baby.
Yeah.
That baby from the original one is now like about...
Oh, this is like the outnumbered thing.
About 30.
Oh, say, you never believe, this will make you feel old. And next.
Due to a slowdown in sales of Justin Bieber figurines, the dolls have been given a yellow dress and are being sold as Belle from Beauty and the Beast in an effort to keep costs down.
The voice trumpets from Teletubbies are like speakers that emerge from the ground.
Right.
And sort of just issue messages.
Were they in the old series as well?
Yeah, yeah. They're still on. So Fern's the voice of one of those, you know, awesome. Like Time for Tubby Bye Bye, one of those kind of...
Jealous.
All right.
Excellent. Justin Bieber's dolls. I can't imagine there would be a lack of sales of these, would there, really? So far, so much so that they've now... When they make these Justin Bieber dolls, or maybe there's like a load of them, and they're like, well, we can't get rid of them. Just put a yellow dress on and say it's Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm. Yeah. He does have quite feminine features, though, doesn't he? Don't you think?
Yeah, he's quite pretty, isn't he?
I mean, if you were to dress up the doll in a different way, it could maybe be a Belle.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah,
he's quite, yeah. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
To the Beast. I think this one's real.
I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Okay. Not true, although, here it is. Twitter users have been posting pictures of the new Emma Watson-inspired Belle doll from Beauty and the Beast and have been pointing out its resemblance to Canadian pop star Justin Bieber. It does look a bit like him. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Oh, you can see it.
Yeah, I've just seen it now. They're awful. If I was Emma Watson, I'd be like, Right, should we do one more?
Can do one more.
After this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A stunning revelation from Chris that he used to have tubby toast as a child.
Yeah, I did. Actually, it was very nice, Scott.
Right, this has blown my mind. People are saying the Teletubbies have now had children.
Which they're saying that's why they went away for a bit and now they're back because the Teletubbies were having kids. Now, that conjures up images in my head.
Yeah, which... same. Which means they must have...
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, here's your final fact on real or no real today. Me against Chris.
If you tweet a picture of an oversized banana, wherever he is in the world, John Barrowman will tweet you straight back.
What's this about?
Well, what's your take on this?
Well, I have met John...
What a way to start!
Once or twice. And, yes, I mean, I was fully aware by the time he'd left the building that he definitely does like them.
Okay, so, with that...
Hi, here's Greg. Hi, Greg.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hi.
Greg, we're just doing a quick game of Real or No Real. Would you like to join in?
Yeah, I was supposed to be on it, wasn't I?
Someone brought you up to speed with what the real or no real is.
No, I don't. I've got an excuse.
Yeah, okay.
Vin Diesel was late for an interview, so he kept us waiting.
Oh, someone's doing well.
No, but he's on the show on Thursday.
Awesome. So
that's why it's a legitimate reason. What's the real no real? I've missed this.
If you tweet a picture of an oversized banana, wherever he is in the world, John Barrowman will tweet you straight back.
He loves them.
it does sound like something he would solicit.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a funny guy.
But it means he'd be searching Twitter
for bananas.
For an oversized banana. He suddenly sees it. It's like, all right, here we go. Get in touch.
If this is true, he needs to be busier.
Yeah. Well, what's he doing now?
Well, I don't know. Is Torchwood still on?
No, but listen, we're all into...
What's it called?
Torchwood.
Torchwood.
He was in that. I made that up.
Torchwood's a who, isn't it?
We're all into different things. So what I'm saying is occasionally you might... You might find yourself just searching Twitter because Twitter's a great resource to find those things, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is you might be bored on a train or a long car journey or something like that.
It's true. You can, if you want to, you could think of any question and you could find someone else asking the same question somewhere on Twitter. I think this is probably real.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, if you type in oversized bananas on Twitter, which is, it looks like he might be doing. Actually, Scott, the truth is, I know the answer to this one.
Oh, okay. This is a farce.
What are you saying? Real or no real?
It's absolutely incredible, this. I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
Yes, correct. So it's Matt Edmondson's thing, I understand. Someone just told me this.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep.
So last week, he tweeted a picture of some very large bananas he'd received in his online shop. And out of the...
Sorry, I've got to go, guys. I've got an online shop coming up. That's Matt in a sentence.
Out of the blue, John Barrowman tweeted him back.
I know. Unsolicited. Now, John Barrowman doesn't follow Matt Edmondson. So he's found these pictures of the oversized bananas, then decided to contact Matt. I don't even know why, to congratulate him or just to make contact or to share some kind of mutual respect. I don't know what it is.
But that's how you get him. That's how you that's how you summon him.
Yeah, within the hour, they're telling me John Barrowman tweeted straight back.
It's like, you know, to get Batman, they used to send this bat symbol into the sky.
Yeah.
Right, that's how they got Batman. With Barrowman, it's bananas.
Get your banana out.
I've got here the noise that Matt made when Barrowman suddenly appeared out of the air, summoned by the big bananas. This is always a good excuse to play one of my favourite openings to a TV show ever. And one of the best shows on the BBC.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm going to play?
I know exactly what you're about to play.
Oh, no.
Here he is. He's coming down the stairs.
This is Tonight's the Night. Please welcome your host, John Barrowman.
He's coming down the stairs. He's pointing. He's doing a laugh.
And cute.
And sing.
I got a feeling. Oh, whoop. Tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good
yes. The old class. It's so Saturday night.
It's boys. You know what it really is? One of our mutual favourite things. It's proper Mr. G Summer Heights High.
Yeah. It's a poor Saturday night, this, for me.
Yeah, if this was on, a Saturday Night In would very swiftly become a Saturday Out.
Let it shine.
I'll go out.
Oh, I'm off out.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Monday's show. We're back tomorrow with Innuendo Bingo. The return of it at 1:45. Mike from Lower Than Atlantis is playing tomorrow.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.